Welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, a mom of two with a passion for helping you live well and have the courage to show up for yourself and your family. My goal each week is to give you a quick dose of courage and empower you to pause more, slow down, and not feel pressured or distracted by this world, and to remember that you always have a choice. I'm so grateful you're here. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Healthy Vibes Podcast. I'm Kelly Renato, and thank you so much for sharing your time with me for a quick bit of encouragement. Today, I want to talk about making our house a home and the environment and atmosphere in our home. And I feel like this is something I've strived for a long time. I don't always get it right. Just like everything that I talk about, it's all things that I myself work on daily as well. But I do find, you know, as my interest in real estate and health and wellness collides, I find myself talking about it even more and more to people, because I think sometimes it's some simple things that we can change that we don't realize is impacting the entire atmosphere of our home. And yes, there's lots of things we can do to change our home, move, buy new this, get this. But I love talking about the things that we can do right now, simply that don't cost a thing. And sometimes those are the harder things to do because it's easy to go out and, you know, buy a new couch or a TV or a new game or, you know, but I mean, it's not always easy, but, you know, changing how we're handling our environment or showing up every day can be really hard. I think we can all agree to that. I know that over the years, you know, I've had conversations with so many other moms and parents about atmosphere in our home, like so many things of everyone's mad at each other today, or my son never wants to be here, or my kid's always in their room, or, you know, and a lot of things are, it's so normal. Don't consume yourself with your family is so different than other people's. Like, it is very normal when you're all in the same place and you're all in different stages of life and you have teenagers or, you know, all who, whatever age, trying to find their way and their space and who they are. So the first thing, I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about creating a sweet atmosphere in your home on the She Works His Way podcast. And the guest said, you know, one of the most important things is to remember that you actually have to be home. You have to spend time at your house to create a good atmosphere in your house. And you can laugh, or maybe you think I'm at my house all the time, but I know a lot of people are nonstop on the go. It's almost impossible if you're in that stage of two working families, you know, after school activities, constant, you know, things you've got to go to, fundraisers, whatever it is. It may be really hard to find time at home, but if you can, find time at home. I know when my kids were littler, it was a lot easier, even though a lot of their friends were nonstop. I made sure we had time at home. And I've talked about this in my email newsletter that I send out every Sunday. And if you're not on it, please go to my website, kellyrenato.com, and sign up every Sunday. I send out a story or something that I've, you know, come across, or something that's happened to me, or just courage for the week for all of us that we can relate to. But I find that, like, when they were little, that's when I really started saying no to things, because I realized if I didn't, we never were home together, just us. And that was really important to me. So if you have littles, even if they're bored, even if they don't want to, you'd be surprised how, you know, they might be grumpy because they're not doing this or that, or they're bored, or they can't find something to do. But if you let it play out, they will settle into a groove of liking and knowing that downtime at home. And I just think it's so important to teach our kids that it's good to slow down. It's good to have an afternoon at home. You don't have to say yes to everything and go, 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 go. So first off, try to find some time at home, just at home, even if there's nothing to do, just to be home. And we just can't, if you're if you're trying to keep up with everything, everyone's going to be just all strung out. So try to find a moment, something you can say no to, something you can come home early from, something you can, you know, just move to another day. I'll catch you next time. Whatever it is, to give yourself some time as a family at home. And I think that some of the things I was thinking about when I was preparing for this podcast, I was thinking of things that help and things that don't help our atmosphere in the home. And I think that a lot of times we focus on the outside and the appearance of our home instead of what's going on inside in the foundation. And I just talked about this recently again in my newsletter that I send out on Sunday. But I had read a post from Ian Simpkins and I referred to it on there. And he was talking about, are you putting your time into your foundation of your home, not just the outward appearance? And that foundation is what matters. That's what goes on inside your home, your relationships, your atmosphere, your values, your connection with your family. And that's where a nice, sweet atmosphere comes from, is when you have time with your family and you put in time and energy in the foundation and the connection with your family. So think about this week. Where is your time going? Even if you have to write it down, map it out. Are you putting time inside your home, into the relationships, into your family, into the foundation? How are you decorating your house? Are you thinking about others when they come to visit and trying to decorate for people to visit, or are you decorating your house for your family, for comfort, for relaxing? Is everyone allowed to relax on the family room couch, or is it a place that you tell them not to sit because you want to keep it clean for whenever someone comes over? I make my house for me, and we are all different, but I want, when my kids come home, them to be relaxed. I want them to be comfortable. That is their home. That is their safe place. They are out in the world dealing with people, teenagers, expectations, school, whatever it is. I want them to be able to let down and be comfortable in their house. That's really, really important to me, because then they want to be there. They feel good there. They feel safe there. They don't have to, you know, put up a front there. I really feel like we have to focus on people over perfection. It's easy to want everything to be clean. Don't touch that. Don't, you know, clean this up, clean that up. Did you pick that up? And don't get me wrong. Listen, that's in every household. I know there's some kids that probably are the exception to the rule, but if you have kids, they're leaving stuff out. They're not picking up. They're not cleaning up as perfect as we would. Whatever it is, I'm not saying don't address that stuff, but don't make it all the time, every conversation. I think you have to have just downtime, enjoyment, time with your people that is not about what are you doing now? What are you getting done? What you can help me with? What are you doing next? Why are you just sitting here? You can't do that all the time. I think you have to just be with your family. Just be, whether you're all sitting on the couch. And yeah, sometimes it might be everyone's in their own rooms, and that's okay too. I think alone time, quiet time is good to a point. It doesn't need to be all the time, but it is good to have a break, a pause, and be able to relax. I think that we just all, we go in this world, and it's only sped up since I've had kids, just sped up. And I feel like you have to fight against that to have some rest, have some peace of mind. Let your mind just relax. You don't have to socialize. You don't have to meet someone's expectations. So just allow everyone to be comfortable and just be. And I think it's important to just pay attention to that and remember, because it's really easy to just be in the habit of what we've always done. And listen, I do it all the time. Like, it is easy for me to think to myself, why aren't they doing that? Why didn't they pick that up? Why didn't they put their laundry away? Why didn't they wipe that? Why'd they leave this out? What are the shoes doing over here? I could do that all day long. And I realized at one point that that was all they were going to remember, was that I constantly like was telling them to do this, tell them to do that. And again, I'm not saying to not to teach your kid responsibility and all of that, but I am saying that we're all human. We're all different personalities. And again, this is our home. Like, it just can't be all the time. So just enjoy time with your family, downtime. Even if the dishes are still in the sink, even if you didn't get to vacuum today, even if you didn't get to put the laundry away, even if the laundry's still in the dryer, whatever it is, it all goes so fast, so very fast. And time to me is the absolute most important thing we have, because it just goes. So enjoy it. Allow yourself to let down and just relax and just be, and let things not get done on many days. Because I am sure, even if you're not getting things done, or your kids are not picking their room up, or your husband left something, I guarantee they all still had something they had to do that day, whether it was school, sports, you know, work, whatever it is. We all have responsibilities, and we all need to have rest, downtime, and good, healthy, relaxed connection with our family. There has to be time with your family where you don't feel like they're judging you, they're expecting anything of you, they're nitpicking you, because nobody wants to be around that. They won't want to be there. They will want to leave. They will have had enough. So if you want your family around, and if you want them to feel good and loved and comfortable in their own home, just relax. I really believe it's up to us. It starts with us. And there are many days that I can not be as calm as I am talking about this, but this is what I strive for, and I do my best. And I know that there's going to be days that I mess up, or there's going to be days that I'm overwhelmed, overtired, and I snap, or I nitpick too much and I shouldn't. And then I backpedal. I apologize. I take a breath, say a prayer. I take some time to my own self. I go in my room, read a book, watch a TV show, anything, go outside. We all need it. So give yourself grace, give your family grace. And the few things that I thought of, the things that I think help or pay attention to, is our tone. Listen, we can get in the worst habit with our tone, and I'm not good at this. I'm really bad at going straight to a bad tone. And I don't even realize it sometimes. I'm tired. I'm busy. I got a zillion things on my mind. And I just need to pause. I need to pause, take a breath, and think through all of the things that I'm talking about right now, just to relax. And I got this day. This day has been promised to me, and I want to enjoy it. So tone, think about your tone and pay attention. Don't get into a habit of keeping a bad tone. Be intentional about having a relaxed tone, a kind tone, a gentle tone, a tone where someone wants to talk to you and not where you shut down. Our face expressions. I'm not good at this either. These are all the things I'm working on, but having a pleasant expression, an enjoyable one. It make it look like you want to be in that room with your family. You want to enjoy them. I think there's a big one of how we greet them when we come home, or even how we come home sometimes. And this is where you pause. If you know they're coming, you know, whatever you can do to get yourself in a good place, or if you're on your way home, if you need to take a few minutes at the driveway before you go in, but how we greet each other. And I try really hard to, and not in a fake way, not in an overdone way, but be happy to see them when they come in. They see it in your face. I always saw that in my parents' face when I walk in a room. Even when I was older as an adult, they were happy to see me, and I could feel it coming from them. And I'll always remember that. Conversations, like in the morning, I think even like greeting them in the morning, making it a relaxed place. I feel like starting your day can be such a beginning to a rough day if it starts off. And we've all experienced this. And I talk a lot about morning routine, but not everyone in my family has the same morning routine. They don't even have a morning routine. If you're a teenager, like they, you know, roll out of bed, they do what they got to do and get out. But I try my best to make it an easy exit, an easy, smooth start to their day. Help them if I can, because that to me is what it's about. We're a family. We're a team. We help each other out. They got plenty of years to do all this on their own. They know how to do it. I've taught them how to do it. But I feel that that's part of what I enjoy doing, helping them get out the door. And if they don't need it, they don't, but I still make it a relaxed morning. Because if not, you know, there were years when I was younger that I left every day, like not talking to my mom or my dad or getting in a, you know, a stupid little like back and forth. And I promised myself, and it wasn't their fault. It was a lot of my fault because teenage years are tough. I told myself I wasn't going to do it. So I try really hard to make it easygoing. And again, it doesn't mean I don't have expectations or teach them things. You teach kids stuff, but you know, we don't all get it right every day. But I want the atmosphere in my home to be comfortable, to be enjoyable. And yeah, absolutely, there's times we have disagreements, possibly arguments. You know, we have all that, but we work through it. And if we have a good atmosphere going on when that happens, we can work through it. And it doesn't become bigger than it needs to be. You know, and everyone's different. I love to have music on in my house. Maybe you have a game night. Maybe you have a movie night. You know, we have TV shows that we've watched series. We have a series that as a family, we've probably watched it multiple times, but we all enjoy watching it together. So anytime that I can watch something or hang out with my kids, I will. But I've really learned to try to relax and let things go. And yeah, I got to self-talk my way through that a lot of times, because a lot of times there's something maybe I don't want to let go, or I've hammered it too many times and I really decide that's just not worth it. And the whole scheme of things, 5 years from now, they're going to be doing it on their own. It's not going to really matter. And I know that I've, you know, done my best to help them out with that. And at this point, I just want to enjoy time with them. So some of the things that I already have said, but I want to just highlight the things that I don't think help. So the ones I just said that I think help is when you work on your tone, your face expressions, how we greet them, conversations, you know, just the atmosphere, music, games, TV, being relaxed, whatever that is. It doesn't help when we're focused on the outside over the inside. And that's something you got to get honest with yourself and pay attention to. Where are you paying, you know, where are you focusing on? Nitpicking too much, nonstop expectations, trying to pick fights. We know we all do it. Picking fights is really good for us as parents. We don't even realize we do it. But there's a lot of times that I think to myself, is this going to resolve what I'm trying to resolve? Nope, it's not. All I'm doing is picking a fight. So I let it go. And I've gotten better. I used to go right after that stuff. And now I talk through it in my head. And I do think sometimes we can't have the comparison. You can't look at what's going on in other people's life. Stop that in real life. Stop it on social media. Your family is your family. Comparison is, I feel like, can take all of it down. Take your marriage down, your family down, your relationship with your kids. Let it go. Your kid is your kid, and celebrate every goodness that they have, their uniqueness, their good qualities, whatever. Celebrate it. Bring it out. Talk about it. Don't compare. They're not supposed to be another kid. And at the end of the day, pray on it. I pray that we all remember what's most important, and that's God, and pointing my kids to God, praying with my kids. We pray together, you know, before we eat, you know, reminding them to pray about it. I post prayers on my wall. I print scripture and I put them up on my refrigerator. I've put it in my kids' bathrooms before. Whatever it is that you feel like keeps pointing them to God, reminding them what matters, because really when everything seems to be falling apart, when I can back up, when all those emotions are overwhelming me, and remind myself what's most important and back out of the worldly things that are getting me overwhelmed, stressed, afraid, fear, anxiety, that's the only thing that calms me down. So All of these things you can work on right now, one at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself. And it's never too late. I've had days where I'm like, man, I've really messed it up. We have a terrible atmosphere, I'll think to myself. Everyone will be in their own rooms, mad at each other, annoyed. And you know, give yourself grace. Say a prayer. Take a breath. Go tell everyone goodnight. You love them. Give them a hug, even if they're mad at you. Get a good night's rest and start fresh the next day. And always apologize if you feel like you've done something you shouldn't. Even if it's called being an example. They'll all come around if they see you being that example. But start fresh the next day. Every day is a new day. Do not bring the baggage from yesterday into today. We're human. We all mess up. Let it go. The only thing you're hurting by holding on to small offenses, grudges, whatever it is yourself. Let it go. Start fresh. Pray forgiveness. Pray for grace. Pray for a new beginning. And be the one to start fresh. It is up to us. Be the one to turn the atmosphere of your home around and just start today. One choice at a time. And I promise you, I get it. You'll try and someone will, you know, fall off the handle. You keep trying. Take a break, walk outside, say a prayer. It's all of us. None of us have it perfect. None of our home's atmosphere are perfect all the time. We do our best. And we keep trying again. I promise you, I can preach all of this and I can go home and it'll all fall apart. But I take a breath, say a prayer, and keep going. Just keep going. I promise. When I say keep going, I say keep showing up. Keep pointing to Jesus. Keep going to God. Say a prayer. Keep trying. But I'm not saying push, push, push. Take a break. Give yourself grace. Rest if you need to. And start fresh tomorrow. So I hope this encouraged you. If you think someone needs to hear this, the small shifts, our life changes when we make small shifts in our life, small habits, small choices over and over and over. It's not the big things. It's not some big overhaul. It's little by little. It's a gradual change. So just start today or get yourself some sleep and start tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Please share with someone you know. Spread the word. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me. Email me. Follow my podcast so you know when the new ones come out every Monday. And I just thank you for your time. Thanks for being here. Have a good week.